Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It is a unique melding of music, theater, and poetry.
Close the door, the night could last forever.
That intro is courtesy of producer Dan Long. It certainly sounded like my voice. You must have stolen that from somewhere, Dan. This is Rick Cogan. The show is After Hours, another of the abbreviated After Hours during Blackhawk season, but that's okay. We're going to try something different. I have no guests. The guests, well, I do have some guests. Dylan Thomas, Anthony Hopkins, Ella Fitzgerald, Fred Holstein, Mary Oliver, Nina Simone will be here. The Roach Sisters will be here. And Danny Kaye will be here. This is such a weird time of year for me. You and maybe for a lot of people, you wind up in that amazingly celebratory, smiling Christmas spirit surrounded by family and friends and fun. And then when that's over, when you get rid of your hangover, you get down to the nitty-gritty of life and you see newspapers and television shows filled with images of all the people we have lost during the year. I watched CBS Sunday Morning today, and half of the people they reminded me of, I had forgotten about. I certainly forgot about Ernie Banks, because Ernie Banks was always part of life. So it's a weird, I think it's a very weird time. And if you're of one of those people who starts to make lovely resolutions for the new year, forget it. Forget it. Think about the people you've lost, but think also about the people, everybody I know. Everybody I know knows somebody who is fighting for life, fighting to live. So think about those people and be kind to those people this year. The first half hour of this show, we'd be devoted to that kind of feeling, to loss. Second half hour, be devoted to joy. So here, ladies and gentlemen, this is for all of the people who are fighting. Fighting now to live through the year 2016. This is Dylan Thomas's famous, famous poem, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, read by Anthony Hopkins.
Good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in the green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Nice job, isn't it, Anthony Hopkins, reading Dylan Thomas' famous poem, Do Not Go Gently Into That Good Night. I thought for a moment that I would read it, but in sampling, it's one of the great things about YouTube. Now you can get and hear like 8 versions of almost anything. And I thought that Anthony Hopkins did a very, very nice job. This is a kind of counterpoint to that, because as much as you may want to rage against the dying of the light, you will wind up losing that battle. And here's a song I played for 20 years, when friend of mine or someone notable has died. Listen closely to the words to this beautiful, beautiful song. It's called Stairway to the Stars, sung by Ella Fitzgerald.
With love beside us to fill the night with the song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away daisy pedal over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
That's a little more upbeat. I mean, you got to go. I mean, none of us hangs around forever. And if you do, that's a nice way to think about going, a stairway to the star. For those of you who are not raging against the dying of the light, we'll take a little break, and then I will play you a classic Chicago song that you should think about when you're thinking about the year past. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan, a kind of new sort of after hours. I have no guests here. I just have these people, some alive, some dead, who are accompanying me in song and in poetry. The second half hour of the show from 10:30 to 11. Roger Badish is always here accompanying me, and Dan Long is always here, and Aubrey Mumpower is always here. So we are among the living. And these people are as lively. You never see them. I don't think you've met them on TV, but these are among the most lively people I know. And we're closing off this year with sort of thoughts about people who have gone this year and people who are fighting to live. Fred Holstein is no longer with us, but for a time, he and his brothers, Alan and Eddie, who are both still very much alive, ran a saloon on Lincoln Avenue. And this is a song that Fred played at the last song played in that place when they closed down in whatever year that was. I was in the audience, and it was, you'll get a sense of the audience, sort of joyful and sad at the same time. It's his song. It's his song. Fred didn't write a lot of songs, but he wrote this. This is, for, think about this when you're thinking about the year and thinking about people in your life who you should be better to. This is for all the good people.
This is a song for all the good people, all the good people who touched up my life. This is a song for all the good people, people I'm thanking my stars for tonight. This is a song for all of my companions who knew what I needed was something they had, food on the table and a heart that was able to keep me just this side of sad. This is a song. This is for all the good people, for all the good people, all who touched up my life, who touched up my... This is a song. This is for all the good people, for all the good people, people I... my stars for tonight. This is a song for all my good friends who shared up their time, some good and some bad. We sang in the kitchen, held no competition, each knowing the other was a good friend to have. Your turn. Let me hear ya. Oh, that's beautiful. All the good people, people I'm thanking, my stars for tonight. This is a song for all the good travelers who passed through my life as they moved along, gypsies and tinkers, ramblers and thinkers, each took the time to sing me a song. So a song for all the good people, all the good, let me hear ya, who touched up my life. This is a song for all the good people, people I'm thanking my stars for tonight. Some helped in hallways, some helped in small ways, some always told me I was doing all right. Your turn. Let me hear you. one more time. This is a song for all the good people, all the good people who touched up my life. This is a song for all the good people, people I'm thanking my stars for tonight.
A lovely sentiment in that song, is there not? Fred was a good, very decent guy. That was the last night of his, the bar he ran, Holstein's on Lincoln Avenue, with his brothers Ed and Alan, who are still alive and kicking. The second half hour of the show will be much more upbeat. I don't think that was depressing, but it is a time, this is a time for reflection about people we've lost, not just this year, but lost. You know, when you're at a Christmas party and a lovely woman you once knew is not there, who was once the life of the party, you should pay attention to those feelings and in part remember those people and thank them for what they've done to your life. It'll get much more upbeat in the second half hour. We have Mary Oliver reading a poem, Nina Simone singing a song, the Roach Sisters singing a song, and then Danny Kaye singing a song. So stay tuned. We got some commercials coming up, and then Roger Badish with the news, and stay tuned. I really liked working with Roger Badish. He does such a fine, concise job with the news. He really does. I don't tell him enough. I certainly don't tell you people. I should just go back there and tell him sometimes. Same thing with Aubrey Mumpower. The show would not be around, and it wouldn't sound anywhere near as good as it does without Aubrey Mumpower, who has been an engineer here for, I don't know, something like 75 years. Aubrey, is that right? Something like that. He's been here forever. Dan Long, the producer, not so long, but he too does a great job. So don't make any resolutions, because resolutions are meant to fail, and they're meant to make you feel like a failure. Instead, this entire half hour should give you some things to think about when you think about how to face the new year, what to do in the new year, how to treat people in the new year, how to treat yourself in the new year. Mary Oliver is one of my favorite poets, and she wrote some time ago a poem called The Summer Day. Listen closely, if you would. If you're listening, you got to listen closely. What's the alternative? Listen closely, if you would. She reads her own poem here.
The Summer Day. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean, the one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
Got an answer for that question? What do you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? it's a little, the song's a little too heavy on nature for me, but certainly the thought is correct. The thought is correct. You must ask yourself, what do you want to do with your one life? That's all we got. So I've been listening. I was going to play Nina Simone's Sinner Man, which is one of my favorite songs, even though it's 10 minutes long. And then I realized, well, that has nothing to do with any kind of theme for a, this is our New Year's Eve show, for a facing the new year. I will, however, be on filling in for Bill and Wendy tomorrow and Tuesday. Tomorrow I have on Father John Cusick, the retired priest from Old St. Pat's, who's not exactly retired because he gave the Christmas Eve, whatever you call it, a church sermon, I guess it's sermon. But John's a good guy. John has been on this show a million times, and if I was a religious guy, he would be my priest. But I'm not, so he's just a friend. He'll be on tomorrow. And another guy, very interesting guy, there's a new restaurant that opened about a year ago called La Briola, not far from the Tribune Tower. I know there's one in Oak Brook, too. And the guy who runs this place is Rich Labriola. He's had a fascinating life, and his attitude about food and booze is one that I can certainly appreciate. He'll be on, too. And then Tuesday, the great crime writer Richard Lindbergh is going to be on to talk about not only his new book, but about, you know, the why we are fascinated, so fascinated with crime. Tonight, 60 Minutes devoted its entire show to famous criminals and cases. They had the Whitey Bulger to do, and then John Gotti Jr. talking about how he had to self-publish his own book and he wants to make a movie about his life with his father, the Dapper Don. And John Travolta is going to play his father or something. It was just weird, but we have an unbelievable fascination with crime. Al Capone is still as famous a Chicagoan as there has ever been, and he's been gone for a long time. And I'm more upbeat. So listen tomorrow if you've got nothing to do or you've taken the week off, as sensible people probably should have. Listen Monday and Tuesday from 10 to noon on this very station. I'll be filling in for Bill and Wendy, and maybe I'll play this song because I've really fallen in love with this song. No, it is not Sinner Man. It is Nina, the one and only Nina Simone, singing Feeling Good.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom. a new life for me.
If you don't know that voice and that singer, Nina Simone, that song should come as a revelation to you. She is a, sadly, you know, a very forgotten figure on the music scene. She was really something. Also, incredible civil rights activist. And, man, can she sing? And she was a big, big deal many, many years ago. Sinner Man is still, you know, sort of played and sampled by a lot of contemporary bands, but that song, you can find her again. That's one of the great things, one of the few great things about the internet is you can find whatever you want. I mean, you could go right now and listen to Nina Simone songs until deep into 2016, if that's what you want. It's Nina, N-I-N-A, Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E. So this would be something, make a resolution. This would be a harmless resolution. You're going to explore the oeuvre, the life's work of Nina Simone next year. How's that sound? We have a deal. Coming up, the Roach Sisters and Danny Kaye. This is some kind of eclectic show that you would be broadcast out of a basement or something in the 1950s, except for Fred Holston. But it could be. Instead, it's After Hours with me, Rick Gogan, Aubrey Mumpower, and Roger Badish. Dan Long has gone to his other job. So listen to some commercials, and we'll be back. Welcome back to a special edition of After Hours with me, Rick Gogan. Special because it's only an hour long. Special because there are no real guests in here, no living guests on the show. It's just me and some music and some... I hope the substance of the music and the poetry gives you some kind of philosophical inspiration. The next song I'm going to play has one of the most interesting histories of any song. It was only recently a song. It was supposedly found in the orphanage where Mother Teresa worked and slaved and spent much of her life. Sort of written on the wall, and a lot of people, because of that, thought it was something that Mother Teresa had written. And it became, you'll hear it now, you'll hear it at high school graduation speeches, you'll hear it at funerals, you'll hear it in all sorts of places. And it's very hard to convince people that it was not written by Mother Teresa, because it is so uplifting and spiritual, and again, a really good sort of guide of how to live your life. Of course, we can't all live this, but it turns out it was actually written by a Harvard sophomore named Kent M. Keith in 1968. He wrote it as part of a booklet for student leaders. He eventually, you know, got to the bottom of why everybody thought it was written by Mother Teresa. And finally, someone put it to music. The Roach sisters, Maggie and Suzzy Roach, did that on a beautiful album of a few years ago. See, I still do call CDs albums. It was called Zero Church. And this is one of the great folk singing groups of our era. The Roach Sisters is what they're called. Listen closely to the words of this song. It is called Anyway.
People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. Be kind anyway. If
If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. Succeed anyway.
If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you.
Be honest and frank. Anyway.
What you spend years building, someone could destroy
overnight. Build anyway. Build anyway, yeah. And if you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will laugh and forget. Tomorrow, do good anyway. Do good anyway.
It is between you and God.
Yeah, yeah, you and God. It was never between you and them. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, anyway.
That song really, really does knock me out. If you listen to the word, phrases such as, the good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow, do good anyway. Man, I don't know who this Kent M. Keith is. A Harvard sophomore just running some kind of inspirational thing for a booklet for student leaders. It's taken on a life of its own because of the connection to Mother Teresa. She put this up in one of her orphanages, and that's where it was found. Some people will tell you it was found on her bedside when she was found dead, and that's why it became something of a sensation on the speech trail. I've heard it. I've sat in audiences and heard people use it at funerals. I've heard them use it at commencement speeches. It works. And again, if you don't know the Roach Sisters, R-O-C-H-E, their CD upon which this song exists, and a lot of other good songs too, is called Zero Church. Got that? Zero Church. So you can pick up all sorts of stuff off this show. Been introduced to Nina Simone, I hope. Some of you may know Nina Simone. Not many people know the Roach Sisters. They are popular, but not as popular as they should be. Also the poetry of Mary Oliver. Here is a song that I want you, because the show is almost over, the last thing you'll hear except me saying, throwing to commercial and then saying goodbye. And again, I will be on Monday and Tuesday from 10 to noon. I may forget during that weird hour to wish you all a happy new year and to thank you all for listening to After Hours during this year. But I'll be on with some interesting guests, including Father John Cusick, retired from Old St. Pat's, but he still talks there, sermons there, preaches there, is intelligent there. Listen closely to the words of this song and tell me this doesn't give you, make you feel upbeat about the new year. This is Danny Kaye, long gone, singing a song called One Life to Live.
There are many minds in circulation.
Yeah!
Believing in reincarnation.
Yeah.
In me you see one who doesn't agree. challenging possible affront.
Yes, yes.
I believe I'll only live once.
Yes, yes.
And I want to make the most of it. If there's a party, I want to be the host of it. If there's a haunted house, I want to be the ghost of it. If I'm in town, I want to be the toast of it. I say to me every morning, you've only one life to live. So I be done in, let's let the sun in, and gloom can jump in the rear. No use to beat on that old drum, let's be imaginative. Each day is numbered, no good when slumbered, with only one life to live. Why let the goblins upset you? One smile and see how they run. And what does worrying net you? Nothing, nothing is to have fun. All this may sound kind of hackneyed, but it's the best I can give. Soon comes December, so please remember, you've only one life to live, just one life to live. I say to me every morning,
what do you hear from the motto?
You've only one life to live.
You probably think it's over.
So why be down
it? For what?
Let's let the sun
then
in, and gloom can jump in the rift.
That's what we tell them down at the office.
No use to beat on the door.
That's what I think is from Dixie.
Let's be imaginative.
Devil may care as a pixie.
Each day is numbered.
What do you do with your day?
No good when slumbered.
Fashion is rooting away.
With only one life to live.
Why let the goblins upset you? One smile and see how they run. And what does worrying net you?
Oh, 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 nothing, nothing is to have fun.
Let's go!
All this may sound kind of
happy,
but it's the best I can give.
Don't let it beat you, Daddy.
Soon comes December, so please remember, you've only one life to live.
Just one life to live.